Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whenever you're actually watching this broadcast. I'm at amazed at what God is really and truly doing in this time. I was on my walk this morning and I just literally just started thinking about some of the things that me and God has had conversations about in my past, even to this very day. I know sometimes you get these, God shows you things and it just seems so far away, like so far away. It's almost like, why would you show me this, God? And I'm so far away from it. And it doesn't seem like I can actually achieve what you're showing me. I come today to encourage you. Listen to me now, because this is extremely important. I come today to encourage you that what God says he will do, he will do. God is not in the business of showing you something, because he's showing you his plan. He's showing you his desire. He's showing you that. Now, it's up to us to tap into that plan, to that place. You know, even asking God, what does this look like? What are the steps to walking in what you're showing me? What do I need to be delivered from? What do I need to be obedient in? What do I need? Where's my discipline level in what you're asking me to do? Because God is not in the business of just showing you something to show you something at all. That's just not what he does. And so when God was showing me different things in my life, like dealing with men, I used to always think that, you know, I'm a coach. I'm a football coach. I'm a basketball. I coach basketball. I'm a trainer. I just train athletes. So I'm that person. So when God starts showing me men, like you're going to be leading men and training men and teaching men and coaching men, I assumed that it was in the football arena. I assumed that it was in sports. So my mind was like, okay, God, you know, I want to go into coaching. I thought moving to Georgia was for me to go back into coaching, because I was a college coach at one time. And so I thought God was putting me back into it, but that wasn't his plan. That wasn't his plan. So I'm looking at this, I'm looking at this thing, and then he starts showing me men sitting around a table, showing me men, you know, just faces. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, what the heck is this? And so we got into ministry. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know, ministering to men some type of way. I don't, you know, some way, somehow, I don't even know. But was it something that I wanted to do? I didn't think I wanted to do it. I got to this place, going through this travel of being in a place where I go to conferences, and you know, when I go to them, you know, the majority of the conferences that I used to go to, I mean, it's probably 80% women, 20% men, something of that nature. And so when God wanted us to do this conference, and we're getting ready to do a conference, it's women warriors and the men that and the kings that cover them. So this is actually two conferences in one. Now, I mean, I haven't seen that. And in my mind, I didn't think about that until God started just like, I want you to have one for men also. So I was like, Then it started clicking that this is literally going to be two conferences in one. And I'm like, wow, God, you really going to do this, right? And so I started looking at, you know, I wasn't really paying attention. And I'm just telling you how I boxed God in. So we went to, I went to the venue and I got, you know, I got a smaller room. So I was like, well, I'm going to get a smaller room because, you know, I don't know how many men going to be there. Cause my mind, I'm thinking boot camp. So we're going to have a smaller number of men. So we'll just have this small room. My wife said something to me about my count. And she was like, I don't think you're going to be able to use that room. I walked out and in my mind, I'm like, God, that many men going to be, that many men are going to come. He's like, why are you boxing me in? Why are you boxing me in? If I said I was going to do it, why wouldn't I do it? If you've been obedient, if you're in right standing with me, Gerald, I'll do whatever you need. I do whatever I need to do for you. And let me tell you something. I literally work very hard at staying in right standing with God, being in alignment with God. In my thinking, do I get it right all the time? No. But I make adjustments very quickly because I'm a coach. So I understand how to make adjustments. Sometimes you have to make an adjustment to your thinking. When God shows you something, you have to make an adjustment to your thinking. Okay, I have to think differently. God is not showing me this for no reason. So my thinking has to be different. I have to think that I can do it because it, you know, the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So as you're tapping into the Christ that lives inside of you, it's readjusting your mindset. It's readjusting your words. It's readjusting your heart, because as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're actually readjusting your thinking, because see, the enemy has been telling you, this is not going to happen. Look at the situation. The situation is getting worse. So you might as well stop. You might as well quit. You might as well, you're thinking. So now you have to really and truly make an adjustment, because all of those things are going to go against what God has showed you. God showed me a room full of men. And when he showed me these men, I was like, wow, ain't no men going to come to no men's conference, or they're not going to come to the conference. And so my thought pattern was really, really low until I got to when my wife gave me the numbers, and then I'm like, whoa, I can't use this room. So now I'm like, oh, I went back to what God told me. And he says, why would I show you this, Gerald, and not give it to you when you're doing what I'm asking you to do? Listen, I had a vision of my wife, Coach Sophia Ruffin, and Apostle Kimberly Daniels on the same stage. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. And this wasn't even, this was a time where it wasn't, they didn't even know each other. They didn't even know each other. And now I see it. I'm like, babe, there's going to be a time where it's going to be you, Apostle Kim, and Coach Sophia on the same stage. Y'all going to be on the same conference. And now I'm looking at it. Y'all, listen. For one, listen, I got double. I saw that, and I saw the men. I saw the men when I was in my worst place. But I saw Apostle Kim and Coach Sophia and my wife in a place, I don't even know, probably, I don't even know. They were literally all, my wife, we were doing Derek Prince Ministries. Coach Sophia was hitting the scene, and Apostle Kim was there, and she was ministering, and all of them was in the same room. And I looked over to, I said, all of you guys gonna be on the same stage at some point in some time. Here's that time. I'm telling you something that God showed me. So when God showed me something, I don't play around with what God shows me anymore. I don't play around with that. If God showed it to me, my job is to find out, okay, God, how do I line myself up with that? How do I get myself in the right place where I don't miss anything? I don't miss an instruction. I'm obedient. I'm disciplined. And the things that you're asking me to do, whatever it may be, I don't want to miss anything. So let me tell y'all something. If God has showed you something, man, you better not let anybody, don't let anybody talk you out of what God has showed you, what God is showing you, and what God is telling you. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Don't let nobody tell you, you know, discourage you. Don't let nobody get into your head and make you feel like what you've seen is impossible. Let me tell you something. If it was easy for you to do it, then you wouldn't need God. Oh my God, I just said something then. If you could do it, you wouldn't need God. You would get all the glory. You would get all the credit. And all the thing, everything that we do it unto God. So I'm going to need you to understand that part of everything you do it unto God, period. So if God showed it to you, if God told you, he's going to do it. Your job is to just practice. Practice every day of lining yourself up. Practice every day of being more disciplined. Practice every day of being more obedient. It's practice. Take the opportunity to practice. Stop taking a day to complain. Stop taking a day to wallow in a mess. Wallow in a situation. Wallow in your hurt. Come on. Practice healing. Practice getting healed. Practice getting delivered. Practice being who God has called for you to be. Time out for using a day that God made and you ain't rejoicing and being glad in it. You think about that. This is the day that the Lord has made. You didn't make this day. So why are we spending more time complaining to God? Why are we spending more time wallowing in our situation and not rejoicing and being glad that God gave us another day to see something that he made? To see another day that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly, that he's able to change because he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Listen, come out of that. Come out of the depression. Come out of the hurt. Come out of the pain. Somebody just say, well, you don't know what I've been going through. This stuff is hard. Yes, it is hard. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? God is stronger than you. You're trying to do stuff in your own. Step out of your natural and step into your spiritual being. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You're stronger than you can even imagine. But until you believe it, until you actually believe it and start walking in it and start speaking it, then you'll walk in your natural and you'll still complain. So if you finding yourself as a complainer, if you finding yourself complaining, you finding yourself murmuring, you find yourself being angry, you find yourself being weary, you find yourself being tired, check it. Check to see if you opened your eyes and thank God for the day that he has made. I'm talking about you just open your eyes and the first thing you can do is complain. I'm talking about either complain to you about your kids, complain about your spouse, complain about your situation. But you ain't even take the opportunity to thank God for opening your eyes and allowing you to breathe in a day that he's made. Here, we're talking about making some adjustments. Make some adjustments. Because if God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. If he made you a promise, he's a promise-keeping God. He's not playing with that. So let's wake up. Let's start thanking God for this day. Let's start thanking God for this opportunity. Let's start. Come on. Come on. God said he gonna do it. Stop complaining. Stop worrying. Stop murmuring. Come out of that depression. Some of y'all are so mad. Mad at a situation. Mad at your marriage. Mad at your kids, mad on your job. Come on, that's anger, that's wrath. You done allowed that stuff to, you done allowed the sun to go down on your wrath, on your anger. Let's go. It's time to come out of that. It's time to do better. We all have to do better. So I'm a believe God. When God says he's gonna do something, man, I'm a believer. When he said that he's gonna bring me out and I'll be coaching and teaching men, I believe it. I'm doing it. I'm a living proof. When God said he's gonna do something, he's gonna do it. When people didn't believe that this can even happen, I'm living proof. I didn't believe that I would be able to host a men conference. He's allowing me to. And he's bringing the men that actually that needs it. They're coming. They're going to be in the room. And I'm like, God, you trust me like that. You love me like that. And all I know is he wouldn't allow me to see it. He wouldn't allow me to see it if I couldn't have it. But it was my job to do the right thing, to be in the right place for it. So let's go. Let's wake up this morning. Let's make some adjustments. If we went to bed mad last night, let's let it go. I'm gonna need you to pray. I'm gonna need you to cancel it. I'm gonna need you to do something different. This moment. So if it's something that is causing you to doubt, to fear, to be inconsistent, whatever it may be, I need you to really and truly, like, let's let that go. And let's be who God has called for us to be. If God said he's going to, look at that. Look, you see what I'm saying? I mean, I thought it was getting ready to rain. And now God's shining a light on me. The sun just hit me just then. Y'all don't even understand it. I don't take anything that God does in the natural lightly. Lightly. I don't take it lightly. This is that. So God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for removing all spirits of doubt, fear, frustration, irritation, agitation, Father God, anything that'll cause the individuals, Father God, to feel less than, to feel, Father God, that they're doubting what you showed them, what you've said, what you promised them. I counsel the dream killer. I counsel all plot plans and ploys assigned to hinder their thought pattern, to hinder their the belief system, their faith now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, glory be to God. Let your glory sit upon their home, Father God. Let your words come alive to them, Father God. Let them see and understand who you truly are to them, Father. I break every curse, every word curse, even the curses that they spoke over themselves, you know, doubting themselves, saying that they won't be able to do it. Even word curses that have been spoken over them, you know, in their mother's wombs, spirits of rejection, spirits of abandonment, spirits of fear, spirits of intimidation, witchcraft. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare that your word says, whom the sun sets free is free indeed. So, Father God, I'm decreeing and declaring liberty over their minds, liberty over their hearts now. In the name of Jesus, every stony heart, Father God, is now a heart of flesh. I'm declaring it now in the name of Jesus. I bind that deaf and dumb spirit, Father God, acting like they can't hear, can't see, and can't understand what you have asked for them to do now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for the alignment, readjusting them into the right alignment, Father God. They're in right alignment with you. Father, they're operating in righteousness and holiness now in the name of Jesus. Father, remove every scale off of their eyes so they can see the hope of their calling now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I bind every mind-blinding, mind-clouded spirit now in the name of Jesus. All forms of confusion, Father, because we understand and we know that you are not the author of confusion. Father God, we thank you for being decent and in order. So Father, we're putting our minds and our thoughts in order now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh Father, thank you for orchestrating our steps. Thank you, Father God, for putting us back on the potter's wheel. Father, we thank you for being the supreme creator. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to purge us and mold us. Remove anything out of us that is not like you. Remove it as far as the east is from the west. I thank you right now. For breaking the spirit of abandonment, breaking the spirit of loneliness, breaking the spirit of depression, breaking the spirit of suicide, breaking the spirit of confusion now in the name of Jesus. inconsistency. One minute you operating like you save, and the next minute you operating like you in the world. I cancel the gray area. I cancel the straddling the fence now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you, Father, that they'll either be hot or they'll be cold. But, Father, I thank you that they're choosing you. I thank you, Father God, that this day they give you a renewed yes, Father God. Reset, reboot, re-energize them this day. This moment. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. Yes, Father. Father, we thank you for this day that you've made. We thank you for the opportunity to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to move, to operate in who you have called for us to be. I call forth the Deborahs. I call forth the Esthers. I call forth, Father God, the Davids. I call forth, Father God, the men of valor now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the PPKs are rising. The priests, prophets, the kings are coming forth now. I'm declaring that the men are understanding how to pray. I'm declaring that men understand how to prophesy your word. I'm declaring that men will operate and govern their homes, Father God, biblically now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that women are being raised up, Father God, to understand, Father God, that they are help meet suitable. Father God, suitable for every season, suitable for every situation. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, they understand that they are adaptable now in the name of Jesus, Father, for whatever you need, for whatever their spouse needs. I declare it now in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that will cause them, Father God, to not submit to your will and your way, not to submit to the order of the family. Now in the name of Jesus, I bind all role reversal. I bind all Ahab and Jezebel spirits. I bind every spirit of witchcraft, sorcery, black magic, white magic, voodoo, hexes, and vexes. Now in the name of Jesus, every word curse that have been cursed against the marriage, the spirits of divorce, spirits of separation now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for what is done in heaven. Father God has done on earth. So, Father, we thank you for unity. We thank you for harmony. We thank you for peace that is in heaven being done upon these houses, upon these marriages now, upon these relationships now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, heal men and restore these relationships now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of unforgiveness now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that they will forgive 70 times 7. They will forgive, Father God, because you have forgiven us now. In the name of Jesus, Father. So I thank you, Father, for readjustment to our mind and our thinking, Father God. Oh, I thank you for our words being edifying. Father God, no longer will we use our words to tear down, but we'll use our words to build up. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for the words that we have said, words that have caused our marriage to be broken battered and torn down now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that our vocabulary is changing regarding to our relationships, regarding to our marriage, regarding to our family, regarding to, Father God, whoever you have called for us to be with. We thank you, Father, even for the ones that are single, Father God. Protect them, Father God, from the worldly desires and worldly influence that comes to contaminate the minds and the hearts of the people now in the name of Jesus. I'm decreeing and declaring that you have got you are bringing forth the right one for them, Father God. You are giving them the ability, Father God, to see and understand who is with them and who is for them now in the name of Jesus. Father God, anything that is ungodly, any ungodly relationship, any ungodly connections, Father God, disconnect them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we will not be weary, Father God, in well-doing. So, Father, I just thank you for your supernatural strength being upon this group, your supernatural strength being upon them now in the name of Jesus, that when they are weak, you are strong, that you are their strong tower. We thank you that you are their foundation and they're standing on you as the rock now in the name of Jesus. Father, well, I thank you. I thank you right now. Open the windows of heaven, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the the fervent prayers of the righteous. So, Father, I thank you right now for the righteous men and women are standing forth now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the intercessors standing in the gap now in the name of Jesus. I declare that the watchmen that are standing on the wall will not leave their wall. They will not fall. They will not get weary. They will not fall into a place of slumber, a place of sleep now in the name of Jesus. They will not abort their assignments now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you right now for awakening now in the name of Jesus, awakening them in the spirit, awakening them in the natural now in the name of Jesus, Father God, from the slump, the spirit of slumber now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I cancel all forms of the spirit of Hydra, Father God, all the reoccurring spirits, Father God, that come at certain times of the year, that comes at certain months and certain days. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I say it will not have any more influence over no one's lives now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I cancel all bad memory recall, Father God, things that are triggering a memory recall, Father God, triggering traumas, triggering pains of the past now, triggering bad conversations, Father God. Father God, I decree and declare that it is deleted out of the memory bank, that it is deleted, Father God, from the spirit and the soul now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we cancel every soul tie, Father God, soul ties from the people of the past, people, Father God, that doesn't mean anything for us, Father God, people that have caused us, Father God, to be in error, to cause us to be in self-destruction. I bind the self-destructing spirit now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind the running man and the running woman spirit. I bind the irresponsible spirit now in the name of Jesus that'll cause us, shout out of the bullshit, to be irresponsible with the gifts, be irresponsible with what you have entrusted us with now in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm decreeing and declare that the ambassadors are arising, the representatives are arising for your kingdom now, for your kingdom glory, your kingdom presence now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're bringing an adjustment. You're bringing a transformation, Father God, in each and every one of our lives now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us see who you have called for us to be. Let us see clearly our mistakes. Father God, your word says that you chastise the ones that you love. So, Father God, we thank you for this morning's chastisement. We thank you, Father God, for this morning's correction. We thank you for this morning's whipping, Father God, that puts us back into the right place now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the purging and the cleansing, removing anything that is not like us, removing as far as the east is from the west. We thank you, Father God, for breaking every bad cycle that we have been living in now in the name of Jesus. Cycle after cycle after cycle, doing the same thing over and over and over, speaking the same thing over. And Father, let our prayers take on the characteristics of projectile. Father God, let our prayers, Father God, evolve, Father God, into who you have called for us to be. Let our prayers, Father God, mature in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I counsel all of the soulish prayers now in the name of Jesus, these me, myself, and I prayers now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the prayers that only account for them. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you for seed sown now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, let whatever seed that has been sown, Father God, into lives and into ministries, Father God, let them reap a thousandfold now. In the name of Jesus, whatever the enemy has taken away, Father God, I'm decreeing and declare that it's coming back a thousandfold. I'm declaring, Father God, that the recompense is coming forth now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the windows of heaven are being opened for these seeds that are being sowed now. In the name of Jesus, resources coming from the north, the east, the south, the west. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for creative ideas and creative mindsets are happening, are being readjusted now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that those dreams, Father God, of businesses, dreams, Father God, of land, dreams, Father God, of success, Father God, are coming forth now. And the dream killer, I cancel the ideas of the dream killer. I cancel the ones that have called to speak against the dream now in the name of Jesus. Father God, muzzle their mouths now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I declare that the dreams, Father God, kingdom dreams, Father God, business dreams, Father God, I'm declaring that the blueprints are being released. The architects are coming forth now to build, Father. I'm declaring that the builders are being released now. Father God, no longer they operate in fear, but Father God, they will operate in the steps. They will operate in the Noah anointing, Father God. They will do it nevertheless, Father God. Oh, I thank you for the wisdom of Solomon being upon each and every individual now to build, Father God, the temple, to build for the kingdom now. In the name of Jesus, let every business, Father God, every business idea that is kingdom inspired, Father God, let it go forth now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm declaring that the kingdom inspired dreams are breaking forth now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you for the resources for it coming forth now in the name of Jesus. I declare that they will lack nothing. I declare, Father God, that every business will be successful, Father God, that will be kingdom driven. Father God, let it be successful. Let it be in overflow. Father God, let the business be in overflow now. Let it be their business be a desired business, Father God, for the world to see and to know. In the name of Jesus, and I declare that it will be self-sufficient. It will require no aid or no support now. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Father, that it's coming forth now. In the name of Jesus, I break the backlash and retaliation now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I can cancel every negative report. I cancel every negative idea. Father God, I thank you, Father, that you are the greatest physician of them all. Father God, heal now. Father God, heal the trauma. Heal, Father God, cancer. Heal, Father God, the migraine headaches. Heal, Father God, the fevers. Heal, Father God, the sinus problems. Heal, Father God, the nasal problems. Heal, Father God, the inflammation in the knees, the swelling in the knees now in the name of Jesus. Father, you say lay hands on the sick and they recover. So, Father God, as the greatest physician, Father God, as Jesus lives inside of us, that we're to lay hands, the signs of a believer. So, Father, we lay hands on ourselves, Father God, because we believe that if I lay hands on my knees, I lay hands on my heart, I lay hands on my liver, on my pancreas, on my back, on my neck, Father God, anything that is ailing and aching, Father God, if I put my hands on it, I'm declaring that it is healed. I'm declaring, Father God, that it is whole again. Now, in the name of Jesus, and Father, I declare that when the next doctor's report, Father God, is a good doctor's report, I'm declaring that the heavens are responding to it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I thank you for miracles and wonders are happening now. In the name of Jesus, miracles, signs, and wonders are happening in the body of Christ now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, set us right, set our minds right, set our hearts right, Father God, that we believe, Father God, what we're able to do in the name of Jesus. So, Father, releasing the angels. Angels are being released, Father God, from the heavens now. In the name of Jesus, every angel that is assigned to this day, assigned to each and every person upon this line, let them go forth now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I'm declaring that the hospitals, Father God, let your shadow, let your word, Father God, every nurse, every doctor that is assigned to you, that is dedicated their life, Father God, to your kingdom purposes, Father God, that they walk in the off, they walk into the hospitals, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for the healing hands. I thank you, Father God, for the healing words, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, let them no longer operate as the world, but let them operate in kingdom, Father God, with a kingdom anointing to heal, with a kingdom anointing to bring forth miracle signs and wonders in the hospital. Now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for miracle signs and wonders happening in the ICU. I thank you for miracle signs and wonders are happening, Father God, in the hospice now. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I thank you, Father God, for the dead being arising now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, what was once seen to be dead, I thank you, Father God, that you're breathing life upon it now. In the name of Jesus, dead marriages is coming alive now. Dead relationship, dead finances are coming alive now in the name of Jesus. Father God, pour down your rain upon it, Father God. Let it have a fresh rain, Father God. Come down upon it to nourish it now, to Father God, to bring forth a new level of freshness, a new level, Father God, of nourishment that is coming forth now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you right now that thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be on this day. Let it be in my life. Let it be on the lives of the people upon this line. Let it be upon the lives of the people, Father God, that follow you, Father God, that trust you, Father God, that lean, rely, Father God, upon you now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for a hedge of protection set around this prayer. I thank you for a hedge of protection set around. I thank you that my prayers takes on the characteristics of a projectile. Father, you'll call for me to be a sharpshooter in the spirit realm. So whatever I pray for, Father God, I'm declaring that it is so. I'm declaring that it is happening as suddenly. Father God, I'm speaking suddenly on my prayers now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or think. So Father, I'm speaking suddenly upon my prayers, Father God. Suddenly, I'm seeing miracle signs and one. Suddenly, Father God, I'm hearing, Father God, testimonies of breakthroughs, testimonies, Father God, of things being restored, testimonies of phone calls, testimonies, Father God, of people being healed and saved, Father God, testimonies, Father God, of your household salvation. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm declaring that it is so. Father God, I put you in the remembrance of your word, Father God. Let it be said, let it be done in your name, Lord. So I thank you and I praise you for this very moment, Father God, that you have made an adjustment to our lives. You have made adjustment to our minds. You have made an adjustment to our eyes. Father, we're seeing 2020 in the spirit, Father God. All spiritual cataract is being removed. Every spiritual blindness is being healed now in the name of Jesus. I declare that every muzzle is being removed off their mouth. I bind the mute spirit now in the name of Jesus that has caused you to be mute, that have caused you to lose your voice, that have caused you not to speak, that caused you not to declare, that have caused you not to pray out loud. I bind the embarrassment of hearing yourself pray, of hearing yourself speak loud. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that you will speak and you will speak loud. You will speak and you will speak with boldness. You will speak and you will speak with assurance. You will declare a thing and it shall be in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for the years that you have been mute, the years that you have called, you have decided not to speak. You have decided not to open your mouth. I declare that this day the muzzle is being released now in the name of Jesus, and your mouth is being opened for kingdom purposes now in the name of Jesus. Father God, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So Father, I thank you for your word being hidden in their heart. I thank you, Father God, for your statutes hidden in their heart. I thank you for their commandments hidden in your heart. I thank you, Father God, for your word coming forth, which is the truth, which is the light now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let their words come on. Let their mouth be open now. Father God, let the lioness roar. Let the lions roar now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you that our words are framing our destiny and purpose now. In the name of Jesus, I bind destiny pirate, destiny thief, and destiny devourer that comes to kill, steal, and destroy their destiny and purpose. I'm declaring that their destiny shall, that they shall walk in their destiny, and their destiny shall prevail. They shall walk in their purpose, Father God. They understand their purpose. They understand their role. They know their role, understand their role, and walking in their roles now in the name of Jesus as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, as an ambassadors and representatives of God. I thank you, Father God, that we see ourselves as that in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father, for a shift that is happening in the atmosphere. Let the shifts be happening, Father God, over the homes now in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you. For this has truly been a day, Father God. This is the day that you have made. And I thank you for opportunity to pray, opportunity to intercede, opportunity to rejoice in the glory of you in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for every household, every person that listens to this, that's on now and listens to this later, Father God. Let the anointing be upon them. Let the impartation, Father God, let the breakthroughs happen upon this line. Now in the name of Jesus, man, there's a level that God has been trying to release to some of us. He's been trying to release something to you, and he's asked you to do something, and you chose not to because of the circumstances or because of situations or because of lack or I don't have enough or I don't know how it's going to happen. And he's trying to get you something. He's trying to get you something. He's trying to literally and truly answer your prayers. He is really trying to get you to answer your prayers, and you have given God a yes that you would do something, but you really haven't done it. You haven't stepped into it. You have chose not to step into it. But today God is giving you a second chance to give him a yes. And I'm going to be obedient with this, because I really don't want to do it. And I'm being transparent, because I'm not that dude, and I don't just want to be saying something to say something. But I'm gonna say what I say. I'm gonna say what I hear. There's a seed that needs to go with your yes, and I don't know. I don't even know why it's a $25 seed. Why is that? I have absolutely no idea. He hadn't given that to me. But he said, if you're going to do a real new yes, sow a $25 seed into your yes. Someone said, well, I don't have $25. Borrow $25 for your yes. You can't allow yourself not to obey it or not to. You seek God. You ask God, whatever it may be. You figure that out, because I'm not gonna I just released it and I just gave it to you. And you can do it however you want to. But I'll be praying for y'all yeses, like, period. Because I want everyone, when I tell you I feel this thing in my heart, that I want you guys, because I know what it is to see something and feel like you can't get it, you won't be able to achieve it. And it's so frustrating, because sometimes you don't even know how you're going to do it. You don't know how it's going to work. But if you trust God, and listen to what I'm telling you, if you trust God, God will actually do what you think you can't do. God will do it for you. I gotta sow a seed for my own yes. I'm gonna sow a seed for my yes. I'm gonna sow a seed for me and my wife, yes, because I'm sure she wants to give a new renewed yes too. Yeah. So, Father, I just thank you for the prayers that have been prayed, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that these prayers, Father God, are heartfelt prayers. I thank you that the prayers that I pray, Father God, penetrates the heart, the soul, Father God, and the spirit now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let each and every seed that is sown, Father God, I'm declaring, Father God, a thousandfold return upon it now, because it's the yes, Father God. It's the yes that I will be who you have called for me to be. It's the yes, Father God, that I will renew my mind. It's the yes, God, that I will speak your word. It's the yes, God, that I will live holy and righteous. It's the yes, God, that I will do it your way, God. It's the yes, God, that my discipline level will go to another level. My obedience will go to another level. It's my yes, God. Yes, I will see it your way. Yes, I will hear it your way. Yes, I will speak your word. Yes, I will walk upright. Yes, I will do it your way. It's the yes. It's the yes. You've been saying yes, but you hadn't sold anything to it. It's that for me. This is that for me. Listen, I pray that this thing bless you. It stretches you. And if you can't give, you can't give. Don't. You ask God about that. Don't do it because I said it. God told me to say it. I said it. So now you see God for what you need to do. Because if you need your yes to be your yes, and it's just your yes, that is what it is. I'm okay with that. I just got it off of my chest, because I didn't want to do it, but I didn't want to do all of this praying and then turn around and be disobedient to what God asked me to do. I'm not going to do it, because I felt bad. I really did. I felt it in my spirit that my flesh, it wasn't my spirit, my flesh didn't want to do it. But I have to override my flesh and do what my spirit says do. So I'm good. Listen, once again, I pray this thing bless you, stretches you, helps you, puts you in a in a good place. I love y'all, and I do what I do because I love y'all. I'm about to get emotional, so I'm getting ready to leave. So y'all have a blessed day, and remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. So this is the day that you did your yes. This is the day. And listen, let me tell you something. I need you to get the date, mark the date down, that this is the day that you sowed a seed for your yes. For everything that I prayed, I'm telling you, there's a yes on it. Y'all don't understand. That's my passion. To see the sick healed, to see hospitals walking in a hospital and the shadow heals. Come on now. If I'm supposed to do greater works, that's greater works. Am I supposed to walk in miracle signs and wonders? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You're sowing a seed in there. Yes. Yes, we all shall do it. Yes, it shall happen. Yes. You gotta catch it, y'all. Today is the day, all right? Today is the day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.